these men are petrified. There's a lot of them were tortured over there. They're victims of torture.
Non-corporate
media.
Sorry?
For community media to document this thing before people die.
Well, basically, the men are just petrified their lives. They had severe troubles getting here. They're all just basically petrified for their lives, and they've decided that the only way they feel that they can try and save their lives at this stage is to do something as drastic as this. It's just out of sheer desperation, sheer fear, and at this stage it's just got to a horrific level. I mean, the men went back on tour strike today because all the guards came and blocked it off. This is the first day it's been blocked off like this. Every other day we've been able to go as far as the gate.
Is there any negotiators or is there any sort of...
They won't allow any independent people in anymore. Now, every other day we've had people in that...
Just to make sure it's switched off.
Yeah, it is.
I think that's definitely going to happen tonight.
Yeah, there it is.
Put out independent observers, which is a big pity. They kicked out all the voluntary doctors and the HSE have taken over. But they did allow one of the members from Residents Against Racism in for maybe an hour or 2 hours. I haven't slept in a long time.
So water, right?
Are they?
Not anymore.
They've gone back on tour strike after today because the police have taken over. They feel very threatened. We have 10 men on the balcony of the church with nooses around their necks ready to jump if the police try and move in. We already had one teenager rush to hospital today from a suicide attempt. He slit himself.
Yeah, that's horrific, yeah.
Today it got really horrific. The cops have handled it horrifically badly. I mean, I think them trying to move the men is absolutely horrific. It's beyond even Thatcherism at this stage, nearly like. But if they wanted to move the men and they wanted them out, they should have done it swiftly, they should have done it quickly. This crap of coming in here at 8 o'clock in the morning and still being here and not having touched them is what's led to 10 men being on a balcony with nooses around their necks. They've handled it horrifically badly. McDowell's passed the buck onto the police head, which, if I was a guard, I'd be very irritated at, because McDowell, literally, with the sign of a bottom of a page, could end this whole thing.
McDowell is the Minister for Justice.
Sorry.
Yeah. My friends are from Spain, Valencia and Madrid. They're over here working, you know.
Well, that's all these men want to do, is to stay here and work and try and make lives for themselves. I mean, at one stage today, they did allow a woman in who is their therapist, some of the men's therapists from the Centre for Care for the Survivors of Torture. They work with refugees and asylum seekers that have been tortured. A lot of the men were tortured under the Taliban regime. We've one man that's blind as a result of explosions and stuff over there.
There, is it, no?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's outside, but he's not part of it.
He is part of it. At the moment, he's just been discharged from hospital, which is why he's outside. At the moment, there's a lot of uncertainty about what exactly is they're doing. We're getting no communication from the guards. It's very frustrating for people like us who've been down here all... You know, I've been working with asylum seekers at Residents Against Racism for years. And when you actually know people's cases, they're people to you. They're not news stories. They're not 41 Afghan asylum seekers. They're people to you. I mean, and to have this kind of treatment, we're not even spoke to about them. I mean, we know these people in here.
Yeah. And what is McDowell, what criteria does he have? What criterion are they not... disqualifies them, let's say, from being granted the asylum. But
McDowell is basically saying
these guys and any of the other asylum seekers.
Nothing. I don't see how anybody can argue against Afghanistan people being given asylum. I mean, if you look on the Department of Foreign Affairs, they only done it 2 days ago for Irish travellers, recommendations for going to Afghanistan. They say absolutely nowhere outside Kabul and within Kabul, you're strongly recommended not to go there unless you're going there for journalistic reasons.
Right.
The whole country's in chaos. The Americans have no control outside of Kabul. It's all completely being run by warlords. I mean, everybody knows what's happened in Afghanistan. I know it's gone out of the media a little bit in the last 2 years, but it's only... You know, yesterday that we had another 237 people killed in Afghanistan due to bombings. The violence hasn't stopped. People are so well aware of what's happening. I mean, war-torn countries, people should be given progress. They should be given automatic status as soon as they land here, instead of having to go through some of these men in here have been here 5 years waiting on a decision. You know, they're in complete legal limbo. They're not allowed to work. They're given €19 a week to live on and are housed in hostels. It's what they do to asylum seekers. And it's just, I mean, it's horrific. There's been so many reports that have been done that document the fact that this causes clinical depression. It means by the time that if they are given status, which so few are, but if they are, by the time they come around to get it, they're long-term unemployed. They've been in the country for years without being allowed to get skills. They have to pay international fees if they want to go to third level education, which means tens of thousands of euro a year, which obviously if you're on €19 a week, you just simply cannot afford. It's horrific. It's just horrific, the system. And McDowell just doesn't seem...
Do you not
Nigel just doesn't seem to be interested.
They're having a private discussion, which might not be good.
There may be a counter discussion to this, which is...
I'd like to hear the other side as well.
Yeah, and for me,
is ignorant of what's going on.
And the UNCHR, they're very clear in relation to the process that's involved here.
I think I'm very aware of it as well, sir.
Sorry?
I said I'm very aware of it as well. I've been studying it for the last 3 years and I've also been working...
You may be. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. What I think is people should be dealt with on their merit. I don't think that forcing the situation in relation to a sit-in here is going to deal with things on its merit.
And the fact that two people from the official asylum-seeking process resigned because of the lack of transparency and the inequality of the system, does that not say something?
Well, do you know what? There was somebody here from UNCHR yesterday and they looked at the situation in relation to what's happening here. I'm very committed to making sure the people who should be here should be here. If there is a situation where somebody who's political asylum or whatever, they should be here.
Can I just say...
Of course you can, because I've always been the one voice in situations in politics.
But can I just explain something to you about the UNHCR? The UN Human... The UN High Commander for Refugees, that whole setup is funded by donations, and the Irish government are a huge donator to it. Also, the UNHCR have been doing huge repatriation programs back to Afghanistan. Their whole basis at the moment is to get as many people back as possible when we all know what the situation is there.
Well, the bottom line in relation to situations is very, very... You cannot generalise. There's no way in any situation that you can take... And I'm walking home. I'm not even here for any other reason other than I've been watching this for a few days.
Do you think the media covers follows?
I'm not actually even watching media coverage. What I'm watching is situation that there are people in here who are in a particular difficulty, who are going through a process. We do not have a huge amount of people who are trying to go through the process they're going through.
No, we don't.
Yeah, we don't. And the situation is this, is I think you deal with these in the merit. You deal on individual merit, because otherwise what do you do? What you do is you create a situation where people from one country have absolute access...
They do that.
Just one second.
Sorry, go ahead.
Have absolute access to everything because they're from a... whatever you designate the situation to be. I don't think that's fair.
Can I just make you aware though, there are already countries where people are automatically given status, they're called programme refugees.
Yeah.
I mean, an example, this hasn't happened, but an example would be, say, if we went into Darfur, into the refugee camps, that they would be programme refugees.
Do you know what, there's been a huge amount of mistakes made by people.
By the government.
And by government. Don't just lay it on the doorstep of fear. You just look around the world where we've made mistakes, where we haven't intervened in the correct situation. We have now processes in place here where we need to deal with situations as they deal with. You cannot generalise.
So what's the situation?
You cannot generalise.
Let me speak, I listen to you. Let me reply.
No, just let me tell you, you cannot generalise on situations. You need to deal with every situation of every person who wants political refugee.
On
an individual situation. Otherwise, you will never be able to... I'm no side, because I'm not attached to anything.
Who's the... I hear there's a group here that were protesting for them. Which side is for them here?
No point, like,
there's a group here that's for them, isn't there?
No!
You're not being aggressive. I'm not taking it
to hear what I'm saying.
I am listening to you, mate, but you're not allowing me to reply.
I am.
You're not. You've been talking for a lot.
What I'm saying
in fairness, you've said five times in a row, no, and you've kept on.
You haven't allowed her
to come back to those 5 points which you've made. So if you would have the courtesy to allow her to come back, at least, it'd be very decent for the sake of this argument.
Absolute courtesy. I'm not representing any
five
situation
Five times
here.
You put it in and you went, sorry, can I continue like that? Will you just let her answer at least one of your points you're making?
I'm not representing any point. I'm walking along the street.
I know you're not representing any point, but we are having a discussion, and the discussion involves me and being able to answer you back. In relation to the system being fair and in relation to doing it on every individual basis, the Law Society last year came out and slammed it because the Refugee Appeals Tribunal is completely it's where if the initial application is
finished. The Law Society slammed everything.
The Law Society very slammed this.
They slammed the tribunals in Donegal, they slammed the tribunals in Dublin. They're just... I'm not...
Okay, well, I'm just saying the Law Society have come out and have voted in favour.
Are you for them or against them?
100% for them.
Yeah, but I've heard that if you let these in, like, what's to stop any person that gets denied refuse status from protesting?
Do you think people go on hunger strike and torch strike for no reason?
No, actually, I'm agreement with you.
Yeah.
I don't actually think... I don't actually think people go on this willy-nilly, and I don't think the guys in there... I don't think the guys in there are going on this willy-nilly either. I think there's an issue, but I think the manner in which it's been dealt with is in question. I don't have an issue in relation to the claims that the guys have. I don't have an issue in relation to the way it's voted.
Unfortunately, I mean, I understand. I can see where you're coming from. I mean, I'm not finding you in any way provocative whatsoever in comparison to pretty much everybody else who spoke to on the street today.
Let me finish. I actually want this to succeed in a nice
way. Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, the situation is as it is. And regardless of whether or not it is a good way to go about stuff or a bad way to go about stuff, the situation is as it is. And something has to be done. Either the government can allow the men to die or they can choose to let them
out. The government says they're not going to get it. Michael McDill says they're not going to get it, full stop.
Michael McDill is obviously prepared to have the deaths of 41 men on his hand, including 8 minors under 18-year-old children.
But they were supporters of the Taliban. That's quite fascist, isn't it?
No, they were not supporters of the Taliban. That's a myth created by the Evening Herald and the other media.
Where did you find that information out?
Oh, I heard that from the paper. I'm just going by the media.
The Taliban, a lot of them.
Oh, right.
Walk along the street.
Yeah, I'm just
I haven't slept.
I'm not.
Yeah, okay. I'm fine, man. I'm just a bit. Listen, I just have to talk to these people because they've got no problem.